All right. Good evening, everyone. Hope you're all doing well. Today we are learning Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Samach Daled, and as well we're going to learn up to the Mishnah and Samach Hey Amud Aleph, just a clean break, and then on Shabbos we'll do as much damage as we can. Let's go. Let's jump right in. Thank God, not as hard as previous plot. The Gemara says six lines from the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to move at a little bit of a faster clip than usual, just to make sure we get everything done. Says the Gemara as follows: Vamar Rav Nachman Haiman De'ozi Pshite Mechav. Let's say that I borrow coins from you. So I say, Gerald, I'd like to borrow 60 coins. But Ve'ashkach Be'tufaina. But when I counted, I realized there were 70 on the front end of the loan. There were 70. Says the Gemara, Ibichdei She'adas Toeh. If it's the kind of thing where it's a typical type of mistake to make, so the mechayev lahadur, I instantly have to go back to Gerald's house down the block, no big deal, and drop off the extra 10. I asked to borrow 60, paid me 70. He made a mistake, and I have to give it back. So if I know he made a mistake, I have to return it. But ilav, if it's not the type of error that is a mistake type of error, then matana be'alma hu deyahivle, then that's considered to just be a gift. We don't have to worry about ribis or anything like that because I'm giving you stuff. I'm not asking you to give me anything. I only want to give you 60 plus 10. I want to give you whatever I want to give you. So we assume that the extra 10 is a matana. So it says the Gemara, how do we know what Gerald's intentions are? Heichi dami bichdei she'adas to. How can we assess his mindset? So Amar of Acha Bered of Yosef, turning to the top of Samach Dalet Amar Aleph, Beisu Raisa Bichum Shaisa. If the error is in a measure of tens or fives, so then we assume it was just a counting mistake. If the error was not a tens or fives type of error, if it was three, four, two, then we assume that was specific, right? We can almost resonate a little bit with that, where you just counted one 100 too many. You counted one 10 too many. So then I could understand. What if he's a jerk of a guy? Gerald, I love you, but what if you were a jerk of a guy who would never give a matana? He's a curmudgeon. Not happening. So my, what would be the, I understand if you want to tell me that I can make projections about someone's errors, that's fine. But if I know that this guy is a super cheapo and he never gives anything extra and is definitely not a gift, my. So Amar Leh, Dilma Migzal Gazlevi Ivalib Cheshbon. Perhaps the curmudgeon actually stole. And when he gave me the money that I wanted to borrow, he stooped in the extra money that he stole from me just to even the count. And this is a very important halacha. The Tanya, Hagozel es chaver v'hivliya lo b'cheshbon yotza. If I steal from you and you want to pay me back, but what you pay me back is nivla, it's swallowed in another transaction. Halacha lemaisa, you're yotzei the din of heshivas like zera asher gozal. You don't have to say outright, Phil, here's the 10 that I stole from you. You can stop it into another thing and then everything is fine. No problem. You could just squeeze it in. No problem at all. I says the Gemara, v'i inish to'asi me'alma de'lo shakil v'tari ba'adeh. Let's say it's someone who you've never done business with before. He never stole anything from you. So what about him? I know that he's not adding in money that he owes me. So says the Gemara, Mai, Amar Leh, seven, eight lines down, Samach Dal Amar Leh, Dilma, Inishachrina Gazle. Maybe you're right. Maybe the guy you're interacting with right now, maybe he did nothing wrong. However, there is a guy out there who went over to the middleman and said, hey, when you pay back Phil, I'm going to give you 10 bucks. Can you please just weave this into the payment? This is even more fascinating because then you don't even know that the Goslin paid you back, which is fascinating. I would have thought, Balabata Shasvara, the is not just that the money needs to be returned, but I need to know that you're returning what you stole from me. Says the Gemara, not true. The din of Heshivas is in a vacuum. Doesn't matter. You just have to make sure that the money gets back to its rightful owner. It's a chiddush shtickle, no? Maybe it's just me. I like come from a home where like I had to apologize for things when I made mistakes. So a part of me feels like, hey, got it.
If you wrong someone this way, you can just do it in a way that won't be any shame. Go on.
Yeah.
Could add something to
especially
it. It is a chiddush.
Especially if which guy doesn't know.
If you stole it from me and then you slip it in there with something else and I never knew.
And you never knew it was stolen or paid back.
Right.
So that may be different. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't say that if I knew about the theft.
Because the question is, though, is that a sufficient raya if I wind up taking you to Beis Din, where I find out that you took that 10 from me, and then I want you to pay it back?
No.
Does that count in based on as a riot?
What? It's
Or
what
is that
kind?
if you put it in with the rest
But
of
then you
the
paid me back. What are you going to claim in Bezdin? I have my money now.
your ability pay? I hear your question. And the answer is you probably say, okay, here's what happened. It was mixed in here, mixed in this other money.
No,
Did you get a little extra money?
I'm asking if it's an accepted, unacceptable riot for that, because it's just
Is
a problem.
what's the riot? I don't understand.
I stole $10 from you.
Yeah, but I don't know about
No, now there's a different case. Now
it.
you do, okay? And then I owed you 20 or whatever. Somehow I got you the money back without telling you. And then 6 months later, you say, you stole $10 from me. Where's that 10?
Okay, yeah, then David's right. Yeah, then through the Chakira V'drishah and Bezdin, they'll find out what happened. Be like, listen, when Michael paid me back, when Michael paid tax back, I gave Michael $10. That's how they would have figured. Is it a raya? Is it Gibli Milsa? It's hard to say. No. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says that Kiyazi Ploni Pshitiminach Evle B'cheshvan. Whatever the deal is, the Gemara says that if the Malveh overpays on the front end of the loan and there's extra money, either it's a matana or it's an error. And even if you don't understand the error, it's gezeila that was being put back in. Amar of Kahana, Habi Yasivna Bishilhi Pirkei de should be de Rava. Rav Kahana, I don't
There's a
know.
lot of accounts.
Yeah, but that's why this change is happening. That's what it says on the side. It's Tzarech Lomar de Rava v'chein b'chol ha'sugya, because we're going to see his name a little bit later. So obviously he lived after Rava. Rava was 4th century.
Sitting here.
Other way, Rav Kahana habi yasivna b'shilhi
I'm
pirkei
sitting mountain.
de Rava. Rav Kahana was sitting in Rava's chair, which means that Rav Kahana is younger than Rava. B'shamis de ka'amar kari kari. He had heard that Rava was talking about kari kari, about gourds, pumpkins, those types of vegetables. Are they vegetables?
Yeah.
Think so.
I
V'lo
think
yad,
so.
v'lo yadana mai ka'amar. But says Rav Kahana, I didn't know what Rava was talking about. So after Shir was over, Basar de kam Rav, should be Rava. Amri lahu, he said to the Talmid, mai kari kari de ka'amar Rava. What was it that Rava said? Amar li hachi ka'amar Rava. So really, this is what Rava was talking about. Hai man, you have zuzi legino akari. So says the Gemara that I gave money to the gardener for a pumpkin. V'ka'azle asara kari b'nei zarta. And for that money that I paid, I was able to get 10 half-sized gourds. And the guy says, I could do one better. I could give you even double the size. A garmida is double the size of a b'nei zarta. So says the Gemara over here, a din that we've already learned numerous times. Isnehu shari lesnehu asr. If you have it in stock, no problem. That's a mekach u'memkar case. But if you don't have it in stock, then that's an iser derabanan, which is the seif of our Mishnah from Samech Amud Beis, which is that case of don't tell me what you might do in the future, because that means that what's happening now is a loan. Says the Gemara, thank you, but we've learned it numerous times, and we learned it working hard to figure out the case. Pshita, ma'u detema, says the Gemara, it's not so pasha. Ma'u detema kevan de memela karabu. Had I not picked up the gourds, when they were a bnei zarta, they would have grown to the size of the garmida. Shapir dami, kamash milan, that's not true. Even if you have the vegetable growing in your garden, you cannot say you have that larger thing until it grows. Afalpi that it will grow, we don't care. It's ki'ilu davar shelo ba'olam, even though the davar is there, we don't care that it will grow. It doesn't matter. Half of a davar. It's really not davar shelo ba'olam, but the metzias of what you are offering is lo ba'olam. Again, I don't think the language is right. I'm just saying
That's
it's
what
a,
I'm talking about.
yeah,
Yeah,
it's not
exactly.
really, davar shelo ba'olam, but you're not allowed to, even within the scope of our Mishnah, you're not allowed to say, yeah, I have a good deal for you. And don't worry. Yeah, they're half size now. In 6 weeks, they're going to be full. No, not allowed to do that. So we're just expanding the din. Kiman, who is this like? Yohatana, we're a third of the way down, a little bit more. Samach Dalet and Manal Titania. Fascinating brisa. Aholich lachlov es izav. You're going to milk the goats. V'ligzos es rachelav. You're going to shear the female goats. V'lirdos es kvarto. You're going to take down the honeycomb. Chaver. You found a friend. V'amar lo masha easy. My animals, cholvos machurlach, whatever I milk from the animals you can have, I'm going to sell to you. Masha rechedi gozezos machurlach, you can have the wool. Mashakvati roda machalach, whatever honey I get from here, whatever honeycombs I get are for you, mutter. When I was in the Inbal Hotel in February on this trip to Israel, they had every morning a fresh cut of gorgeous honeycomb. And you would take a spoon and you would just scoop off of it and have the freshest honey literally dripping from the honeycomb. And I could drink honey out of a straw. If the straw would let me, heavenly. 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm like pounding sugar. So that's what the Gemara says over here in the Braisa. And then the Braisa says, Aval, im amar lo ma she'izi cholvos kach v'kach. If I gave a specific amount of milk, machor lach, you can have it. Ma she'racheli goes zos kach v'kach, a specific weight or specific volume. I don't know how they did the wool. Machor lach. Or ma she'kvarti rode kach v'kach machor lach. Aser, that doesn't work. The specific amount does not work. V'afal gav de memela karabu. Even though all of these things could replace themselves, right? Milk, you can get more. Honey, you can get more. And the hair, you can get more. So that's what we see. So it says, Gemara, cave into less than but Ishaita, since in that moment, those new things aren't there. I'm offering you a gallon of milk because that's what I can milk in this morning. I'll offer you another gallon for tomorrow. No, that's Lysenhu. That's something you don't have, Ishaita. Also, Ika the Amri, some say that this was actually taught a little bit differently. Amar Rava, that in the previous case of the curry, of the gourd, it's the opposite. That because I know that the Bnei Zarta, the half-sized gourd, will grow into the garmita, I am allowed to promise a totally different version of Rava. Breaks the rules of our Mishnah. Says the rules, how can you say that? We have the Maisa, we have the Braisa from the milk and from the shearings and from the honey. Says the Gemara, there we said kach v'kach aser. If you're specific with an amount, you're not allowed. So says the Gemara, hasam. Then the Gemara makes a beautiful chakira. Hasam, by the milk and by the shearings and by the wool. Excuse me, by the shearings and by the honey. Hasam, lav mine karabu. Those things aren't growing. They're being replaced, but they're not growing. So therefore, when I take out the gallon of milk from the udder, the milk doesn't expand on its own. There's new milk tomorrow. It's not the same. But hacha, when it comes to the gourd that's growing, the pumpkin is 8 inches in diameter. Soon it's going to be double that. It's going to be whatever double 8 inches in diameter is. But hacha minei karabu. If I were to cut the gourd, it wouldn't be the same one. But this same one does taka grow. So according to this second approach of Rava, and it seems that this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, what that means is that we have a qualifier to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah told us that you can't promise something in the future. You're not allowed to do that. However, says the Gemara in the name of Rava, if that thing that you're promising grows and grows like a vegetable, like a tree, then you're allowed to promise the future to someone, no problem at all. And such is the din in Shulchan Aruch. That brings us four lines from the bottom of Samach Dal and Amar Aleph. Let's continue. Amar Abaye, Shari Leila Inish Lameimar Leila Chabre. A person's allowed to say to his friend, Heilach Arba Zuze Achavisa Dechamra. That this barrel, this specific barrel, it sells for four. So I'm going to sell it to you for four. And here is the condition that I make to you when I sell it to you for four. Itakfa, if the wine in the barrel spoils, so then that's on you. However, iyikra ozila, if it spoils, that's on you. But if the price of the market goes up or down, birshusi, I will take the risk reward of the flux of the market. So if I make this deal with you, it's pretty appealing. I'm going to sell this to you. If it spoils in your hand, no problem. But I'm going to remove some of the achrayas from you, which is that whatever the market evaluation is, doesn't matter to you. That's on me. Yikra izila birshusi. But the Gemara says, Amarle Rav Shravya le'Abaye. Rav Shravya says to Abaye, I really don't understand how you can say that, because let's say that the price goes up. So if the price goes up, so then that means that you actually owe me now more for that item. You paid four, but now it's worth six. So says the Gemara, "Hai karav l'schar v'rachok l'hefsedu." This guy has all the benefits and he has none of the losses. This is a code word. It's got a little bit of a colloquialism, which basically means that the love doesn't have the rights to access the gains, which means that the Malveh has access to the gains, which means that when Malveh pays him back, he has to pay him back more. Says that it wouldn't be a din d'oraisa because it wasn't Rebbe's ktsutza, but it should still be a problem. It says the Gemara Samach Dal on the base top line Amar Lei Kevin the Mekabel Lei Zula Karov Zela Zehu. No, since the Malveh the Mocher, since he not only accepted upon himself a potential increase in cost in the market, but he also accepted upon himself a decrease in the market. Therefore, it's not a problem. That brings us to a new Mishnah. Three lines down on Samach Dalet Ahmed Beis. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Yehi Bivro. Never goes bad. Hamalves Chaveru. If I lend you something, Lo Yidur Bechatzer Ochinam, then I can't have you living on my property for free. It's ribbis. I can't even give you a deal the next time you rent something from me. Mipnei shehu ribis. Is this din d'oraisa?
Is that at all times?
See, I don't see any qualifications. We'll have to see in the Gemara. But I'm just curious if this is a din d'oraisa or not.
I would guess yes.
But it's not ketutza. Got to be Darabon. No? Don't know. Let's see. Amar of Yosef Bar Minyumi. Amar of Nachman. Af al pi she'amru hadar b'chatzer chaver shalom idaito eino tarach lehalos lo schar. Even though it's true that if I lived in your property without you knowing, I don't have to pay you, because clearly you didn't lose anything. It's zenene v'zen v'zelo chaser. But if halvehu, and then the dar b'chatzero, if I first lent you money, and then you lived in my property, tzorach la'alos lo schar, because otherwise it's ribbis. Says the Gemara, look, Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi, in the name of Rav Nachman, I'm sure you're a massive Talmud Chacham, but then why didn't you know our Mishnah? My kamash molan. That's mamish our Mishnah on the top of the page. Tanina, hamal v'eschavero lo yodar b'chatzero chinam, lo yisgur mimenu b'pachos, b'nesh ribbis. Says the Gemara, no. Rav Nachman was teaching us a different din. Imi mas nisan, if we only had our Mishnah on the top of Samach Dalet Amud Beis, hava mina hani mili v'chatzer dekaima la'agra, v'gavra de'avid le'megar. That's only talking about an Airbnb. It's a house that's regular to be rented, and it's a guy that's regular to rent. But perhaps, says the Gemara, aval, without having the additional line of Rav Nachman, I might have thought that chatzer de lo kaima la'agra, the gavra de lo avi the megar emalon kamash malon. I might have thought that the limits don't apply. I should say that the iser doesn't apply when you don't normally rent your house, and I don't normally rent anything. So we're that's a kula. That means, well, I said it was a fear of a kula. We might have thought that we should have been mekil kamash malon that we're not mekil, and therefore kamash malon that even if that my house is not normally rented and you don't normally rent, we would still say that it would be an Issa Ribbis. However, Ika de Amre, a third of the way down on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef Bar Minyumi, Amar of Nachman, Af al pi she'amru hadar b'chatzer chaver shlomi daito, Ein tzarech l'ha'alos lo schar. That we said true, that's already the same as before. That if I squat on your property, that I don't have to pay you if it's zenen of zelo chaser. However, and this is a deviation. The previous case was, yesterday I lent you money. Today I'm renting you my property and giving you a discount. Otherwise, right? Whichever way would be ribbis. Says the Gemara, what if it's different? What if it's conditioned? Halveni vidar bechatzeri. Lend me money. Not past tense. You lent me money. But lend me money now and I'll live in your property. Then you have to pay rent. Now, says the Gemara, the first sheet, Amanda Amar Halvehu, Kol Shekain Halveni, because it's in the case of Halvehu, when you lent me yesterday, it was the two episodes were not related. And there it was Ribbis. So Kol Shekain, it will be related if I connect the Halva to the Ribbis. Pashat, that's true. Amanda Amar Halveni, but the one who says that that Rav Nachman was talking about a case of Halveni, Aval Halvehu Lo. But it may be, perhaps, in the case of when I lent you yesterday, it would not be the case. And my time, why would we say that in the case of Halveyu, it would not be the case? Because Kevin de Merikar, Labadaita, Dahachi Osved, Leslan Ba. Perhaps when I lent you something yesterday, I didn't have in mind anything in the future. This goes a little bit to Texas question, and therefore this might be a kula. that according to the approach that Rav Nachman, number two, is correct, of lend me money and I will give you a discount, right? That those kinds of things. So then says the Gemara, perhaps when the loan is not directly related to the lower cost of rental, then less lanbo. So says the Gemara, two possible versions of Rav Nachman. Two-thirds of the way down. Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Takif Avdeh De'inshi De'masik Behuzuze. He would confiscate the slaves of people who owed him money. Wow. Not the kind of guy you want to go into business with. He was pretty sharp about what he wanted. And he would use them as slaves. How in the world are you allowed to do that? That's ribbis. You owe me money. And now you've used my avadim. So when you in fact pay me back, what did I receive from you? The money plus the slavery. Wasn't reducing the karen. Amarle Rava Bere, his son, called him out on it. Rava, his son, said as follows. My time avid mar hachi, speaking respectfully, but asking against his tati, I don't understand how can you do this. After all, when you finally get paid back at the end of the day, you will have been paid back your initial loan, and now you have your initial loan plus free labor, which is money in the bag, which means that you just did ribbis. Omer le, no, son, don't worry. Your Abba's a Talmud Chacham, don't worry. Ana ki Rav Nachman svirli. I hold like Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman, avda nahum kreise lo shavi. A slave isn't even worth the food that I put in his stomach. In other words, there's no real hana for me of having an eved. Hard to understand then why he took the eved. We'll see soon. Amarle, the son is persistent. Amar do Amar Rav Nachman. When was Rav Nachman talking about the fact that an avda, that an eved is worth nothing? Maybe that's kigon dari avde. Maybe that's his guy dari who was a party animal. Demarkid bekubi, go dance in the bars. But avdi acharin mi Amar, who says that taking other avadim doesn't have a benefit to it? Amarle, the father says, don't worry. Ana ki ha de Rav Daniel ba Rav Ktina Amar Rav Sfirli. I hold like Rav. Damar atokef avda shel chaveru. Va'asa bo malacha pater. That if I take your eved and I do malacha with him, I'm pater. Why? And we've seen this svara before in Shas. Where did we see this? Bava Kama. What was the svara? De nichale de lo nistere avde. That I'm actually not benefiting me. I'm actually helping you by making sure your slaves don't sit and do nothing and get bored and kind of sit on their laurels. Rashi on the top of Samachem et Aleph Dibramaskel Dolo Nistereya Avde Shelo Yar Yolios Batel V'Yis Atzel. It's very hard when you've been sitting on the couch for so long to all of a sudden get up and exercise. The more you sit, the more you want to sit. It's mitzvah goreres mitzvah, avera goreres avera. I did you a favor. I wasn't doing me a favor. Makes the whole case very weird because.
That's what I did. I understand.
Correct. Makes the case weird. The case was that it says 8-9 lines from the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Beis that Rav Yosef Bar Chama would take avadim for people who owed him money. So now it seems like these were unrelated acts, right? You owe me money, and unrelated, I'm taking your evidence.
I'm not hurting you, but
here it would be an isolated incident in which he took a slave of somebody that owed him money.
Correct. Of course, that was the presentation of the case. That's why the son was asking him, Tati, what are you doing? Makes perfect sense. No, it doesn't even seem that way. He was using the Eved. Wasn't a pikkud.
The implication of the way we said it is if somebody owed him money that didn't pay him back, he grabbed their Eved. I mean, that's
and used their Eved.
There was a Maisa Shahaya.
It's Tom Lagame. Because then he's holding it as a pikkud and.
No. You're not allowed to use it. It's not a pikkud. You're not allowed to use a pikkud. And it says that he was using the Eved. Correct. It's definitely not a pikadon. The question is, what was he doing? So the Gemara now is suggesting that he was doing a favor to the guy, yeah, to the lova, and it bad optics.
He was explaining why it was not.
Mm-hmm. So then the son pushes back more. Samachem and Aleph. Amar le, hani mili hecha de lo masik bezuze. I could understand if you take the Eved and use him when you're not owed money. But Mar, again, speaking respectfully to his father, keban de masik bezuze mechze kiribis. Whatever you call it, it still looks like ribbis. Look, you could say that it's, you know, the low nistere. It still looks like ribbis. It looks like he gave you a free slave. Amar Rav Yosef bar Minyumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Afal pi sha'amru hadar b'chetzer chaver shel midaito en tzarach la'alos lo schar. But halveyu v'dar b'chetzer tzarach la'alos lo schar. What did we learn on the previous amud? That if I've lent you money, then I can do no favors for you, because then it looks like a halva. So here, Tati, you're doing something wrong. What does the father say? You're right. Amar leh, says the father, hadribi. That's humility. Go back to your son. And I remember one of the first times I ever taught a class. I was teaching like Mishnayis as like a Rebbe when I was 18 in Kayetz. And someone who davens in our shul now, Simcha Friedman, who was always an Elohi, I said a Mishnah in Sanhedrin wrong. And he raised his hand and said, doesn't the Mishnah mean this? And I couldn't deny it because he was just so right. So that wasn't humility. That was, you know, caught with your, caught in the headlines. But this father had the humility to say to his son, Taka, you're right. That's a very good point. It's Mechzei Karibis, and I really should not be doing this. So he said, Hadribi, I won't do this anymore. And he stopped. We're going to learn a few cases, which will bring us to the Mishnah, and then we're done for the day. Amar Abaye, Hayman de Masig Zuzi de Rivisa Bechavre. There was a case where someone violated the Isser of Ribis, and the Ribis payment was a Zuz. Okay? So that's a problem. That's an Isser Deraisa. Says the Gemara, V'ka'azli chite arba grivi bezuza b'shuka. On that day, 4 units of wheat would be equal to 1 zuz. But when the malve took the ribis, the extra zuz, he now had to pay back the love. V'yoyv le'ihu chamisha. But when he paid him back 5 units instead of 4, which is a 25% increase. That's not pashut. So it says the Gemara, ki mafkinan mine, arba'a mafkinan mine. Let me just back up a little bit to be super clear. When the lova was paying back his loan, which what they agreed on ribis k'tuta, which was nisra d'risa, when he paid him, he was supposed to pay him 4 units and he paid him 5. So now, you lent me a zuz, and you lent me a half a zuz, and I paid you back 1.5 zuz. It was predatory loans. And I gave you back an extra zuz. So says the Gemara, when he gave him an extra zuz, he gave him even more than an extra zuz. He didn't give him an extra zuz. He gave him 5, which is 1.25. Says the Gemara, kimaf kinan mine. When we extract the ribis from the malve, give it back to the love, arva mafkinan mine. We only force the repayment from the malve to the love of 4, not 5. And idach ozulihu de kamozil gabe. We assume that the love, when he was paying his ribis to the malve, that he just added one in by his own volition. So therefore, he only has to pay back 4. Rava argues. Rava Amar, Chamisha mafkinan mine, he has to pay back all 5. Why? Because the whole thing was usser. The agreement was that the love would pay back azuz. In this case, when the love would pay back his ribis, which was azuz, he paid back even more. But Rava says you can't separate the 4 units from the 5 units. Rav Amar Chamisha mafkinan meikar b'toras revisa asay liyade. The whole thing was ribbish. You're not allowed to make such distinctions. Rav Amar Abaye, quarter of the way down, not even. Long amud. Hay man demasik arba zuze de revisa bechavre. You and I have a transaction, and if I'm the malve, our deal is that, again, it's usser, but we have a ribbis case. You're going to pay me 4 zuz worth of ribbis. So v'yayvle glima begavayu, and among the money that I gave you, I also gave you a coat. Says the Gemara, ki mafkinan mine. When we make the malva pay back the love, it's arba mafkinan mine, but glima lo mafkinan mine. Similar to the previous case where the malva only pays back that which was the ketuta. They pay back that which was the extra, the actual ribis, which was only 4 units, but not the glima, not the clothing that I threw in. Same as before, whereas before. Abaye had said that he only has to be paid back the 4 and not the 5. Here he gets paid back the 4 and not the glima. Rava Amar, I disagree. Glima mafkinan mine, my time. Well, why do we return the money and the coat? Says the Gemara, ki heche de lo lemru glima de michsi v'koi, glima de revisahu. That coat that you're wearing is a coat that's really a chefza shel iser ki, that you're wearing something which is ribis, so we should return that also. Last case for the day, and here there is no machlokas. Omar Rava, haiman de masik tresar zuze de revisa v'chabre. You and I have a transaction. I lend you money, and when you pay me back, I lend you 100. You have to pay me back 112. That's a 12% loan. That's what we agreed to, and it's aser. The agar le chatzir de miskira ba'asara, and there was a field that typically rents for 10, and you owe me 12. The ogre nehale betresar, and then I allow you to rent it by offsetting the 12 that you owe me. So you're the lovet. You owe me, it's aser, but you owe me 12. You want to rent my property, I let you rent it for 10. I don't have to put any money out of my pocket. It's easier for me. I'm just going to let you get away with only paying 10 instead of the 12. Ki mafkinan mine. When we have the malve returning the loan, tresar mafkinan mine. He has to pay back all 12, even though the property was only worth 10. Amar le rav achami difti le ravina. He says, v'le male ki agra hachi dehava kamishtar shili. He says, what are you talking about? I don't want to pay you back 12. I just was, it was easy for me, says the Malva, because I didn't have to take anything out of my pocket. So, okay, I'll let you test a chap too. And that way you only have a 10% loan instead of a 12% loan. But hashta de lo mishtar shili, but now that it's not convenient for me, now that I have to actually take money out of my pocket, kid agri kul almu de agarna, then I don't want you to be paying 12, it should be 10. You should be paying the right amount. Says the Gemara, Mishum do Amar Le, Saras Vikablas. But no, but that's how you agreed to the terms and conditions. You don't get to walk back. If you agreed to 12%, then it's going to be 12%. And that's why it is the case, in fact, that we're not makel on him. So that is this case of Rava. We're going to stop right here at the Mishnah. Emir Tzashem on Shabbos. We'll pick up 1 hour before Mincha at the Mishnah, halfway down on Samech Hey Amud Aleph, and Emir Tzashem will go as far as we can to learn all of Samech Hey and as much of Samech Vav as we can. Wishing you all a beautiful night.